My name's Greg Allen McIvern. That's what I use for my art. I'm also known as Tree Hugger through Facebook, and a lot of people call me Tree Hugger because I hug trees. I'm a prolific mixed media artist. I've done 900 pieces in 5 years since I started. I started approximately 5 years ago after I went through a spiritual awakening. And one area that I opened up is the chakra, which is responsible for creativity. So I couldn't even draw stick people. Actually, in grade 9 art, I was told, don't take art again and I'll pass you. And ever since then, I've been doing lots and lots of art. I paint in series, usually series of 10s. And I use all different types of substrates and mediums. I'm probably what you call an experimenter artist. And I've had shows, and I've sold art locally and internationally. I've sold in Paris, France, in the Middle East, and in Russia. And I'm a street vendor. I like, actually, the most important, most aspect of my art is I like to sell on the street because I meet more very interesting people, and I get repeat businesses from all the condos in the areas.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the piece that you have in Being Seen this year?
Yeah, the piece I have in Being Seen is called Silver Cityscape, and it's from a series of 10 cityscapes going from sort of realism all the way to complete abstract. That particular piece, along with 5 other pieces, are from recycled materials. I go through people's green bins and so on and so forth, and I pick out things that remind me of cities. I've always looked at, I guess, a lot of recycled materials being shaped of buildings. So it's easy to take those individual pieces and create a cityscape with them. And then what I did on top of that is, because they're all different colors and there's writing and all that, I decided to paint the whole entire thing one particular color. This particular one was silver, hence the name Silver Cityscape.
Mm-hmm. Do you find you return to similar themes in your series that you do?
What I've done so far is I do this particular, I think this is the second time doing the recycled materials, but the first time it wasn't so much of assemblages per se, it was more like mixed media, so I was putting small parts of recycled materials on with the painting, but these pieces are particularly all recycled materials, and then it's just covered in one particular paint, one color paint. I've done a 3 series of with Terraskins, which is, I guess, is my forte, and that's removing the paint with different applicators rather than putting the paint on per se and moving the paint around. I've done this with vegetables it's basically my shows were based on unorthodox applicators on Terraskin paper, and I've actually used my body parts to create different ones too, which is quite interesting because I get artists coming up to me at shows saying, how did you do that? Like, I have no idea how you did that piece. So it's quite exciting when artists can't figure out how you did something, never mind the general public.
If I were to put you on the spot and ask you if there was one thing that you were most trying to communicate through your art, could you tell us what that is?
Well, I have a chronic pain disorder, so one of the reasons I do art is because of to get away from my pain body, per se. And I guess what I'm trying to get across with my art is, I'm also a Zen Buddhist, so living in the now and the present moment is very important to me. So it's sort of like, my art doesn't reflect my pain, it reflects happiness, and I use bright, vibrant colors and things of that nature. So I guess it's sort of saying, whatever your situation is, make the most of it.
You've talked a little bit about your creative or artistic process. Is there anything you wanted to add about how you go about creating your works?
Yeah, going back to the spontaneity aspect of living in the now, I basically draw from everyday situations. Like, for instance, if I'm selling on the street, I'll draw the buildings around me. I'll use whatever's around me. It's not like I'm set where I need to have paintbrushes and certain color paints and that kind of thing. Actually, I've gone to the point where I didn't have much money, so I'm down to like two colors of paint. And somebody asked me one time in a show, why did you decide to use those two colors? Because they're really great together. And basically, the real reason was is that's all I had left. So I guess I'm a practical artist in that way. Use whatever around you, and you know, do whatever you need to do paint, except maybe. No body fluid, so I'm not into that. But
now you've been in the Being Seen show before. Can you tell us a little bit about what it means to you personally to be in the show?
this is my third being seen, and it's actually a very hard competition. And I didn't realize how many amazing artists have come out of Workman Arts or in Workman Arts right now. The ability to do art on a professional level is really evident when it comes to the being seen, and they have some great venues to show the art. So, and also what's neat is you have the website aspect and then the catalog. So there's a lot of promotion, and it's a prestigious piece, it's a prestigious show to put on your resume. And then it's like a formal opening, which is really good, because some of the artists might not get a chance to have one except for the being seen show per se. For me, I've used it as a stepping stone to open up other doors to other art shows and meeting other artists and that kind of stuff.
Is there anything I haven't asked you about that you would like to take this opportunity to share with us?
I would just say I'd like to thank Workman Arts for giving me the opportunity to increase my artistic ability and having the opportunity to do a lot of shows and to have amazing classes. And I think what happens is people get set in their ways when it comes to only one type of art that they want to do. And I've never looked at doing comic books or silk screening, and I just finished a course in silk screening comic book covers, and I've created my first two comic books, and I actually made T-shirts out of them. And they put us into the Zine show in August, so we can actually have a chance to sell them, which I think is an incredible opportunity.